Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology chose five companies to produce pilot projects to support the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. We're profiling the winners, and today we're hearing about the work of the University Corporation for Advanced Internet Development, known as Internet2. We're speaking with Dr. Kenneth Klingenstein, Director of Middleware for Internet2.
Internet2 is a consortium of universities, nonprofits, and businesses and corporations that initially convened around network sets of issues about 12 or 13 years ago, launched middleware and identity management activities in 1999. We've been involved with various federal efforts in identity and security for the last 10 years. One of our major outputs has been Shibboleth. Another one has been the Incommon Federation, which is probably the largest identity federation in the world at this point. The membership there includes both universities, nonprofits, national labs, and a very large number of corporations at this point who do business with any of the aforementioned other areas.
Internet2 has been working with some INSTIC principal folks for a long time within the federal government. Dr. Klingenstein says they felt an obligation to see if their ideas could be made to work in a national or even global framework. So when the INSTIC solicitation for proposals came out, Internet2 jumped in.
Fundamental to our approach is to understand the context that a user is operating in. Users typically operate in one of four contexts. So you may be operating as a citizen in cyberspace, or as a consumer, or as a worker, or maybe just as a mass of protoplasm that happens to have geolocation via your cell phone and people want to throw ads or something else in front of you. And our goal is to provide a consistent privacy infrastructure that spans all of those contexts so that whether you're functioning as a citizen, as a consumer, as a worker, you're seeing a common set of tools used in a common way to manage privacy. So what would be those common tools? Well, again, attributes are certainly a part of this, as is a piece of software that's a privacy manager that gives you the ability to release attributes about yourself and control the release and to get informed into informed consent. We'll also be developing metadata mechanisms that can support all of the stuff I just described.
Internet2 will also deliver integration of anonymous credentials into the ecosystem. Even though anonymous credentials were developed a while ago, Klingenstein says Internet2 will engineer them intelligently through a lot of policy thickets.
Any good technology exposes policy gaps. And so I think we're going to be doing that here. It may be the inconsistencies of what people think of as PII. It may be inconsistencies of privacy regimes and consent at state, federal, and international levels. It may be these anonymous credentials where I could be storing records that I can't read, and in a way that's a virtue in that I won't get privacy spills. If somebody cracks open my repository of information about individuals, some of that stuff is encrypted, but I don't know what I'm holding either. And it could be security clearances, which is okay, or it could be nefarious activity credentials, and that's not okay. So anonymous credentials introduce their own sets of policy thickets, and so I'm expecting a fair amount of head-scratching about where does policy need to evolve, and then hopefully having the NSTIC governance processes be the vehicles for resolving some number of these policy thickets that we might be creating.
Internet2 was awarded about $1.84 million. A chunk will go toward engineering the privacy manager that will be led by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University. Another chunk will go to a group at Brown University for work on anonymous credentials.
The issues are stitching the technologies into existing stacks, identifying gaps in real scalable deployment, and beginning to engineer solutions for that. We'll have a community working on schema and attributes, and we'll be reaching out extensively to other sectors for participation in the schema conversation. So we want to make sure that we develop schemas that adequately allow folks with disabilities to be able to look at various things on the web without revealing who they are, just revealing what compensatory mechanisms the web browser might need to perform for that. We'll be looking at a multi-factor deployment strategy. So we have three universities who are going to extensively deploy multi-factor, and then we hope to have a cadre of additional universities that are following in those footsteps. We'll be using a variety of two-factor techniques in that strategy. We're going to be doing extensive test bedding of all of this stuff. For the privacy managers, we really want to see how people react to this stuff.
Klingenstein hopes that as the focus is on the U.S. part of the identity ecosystem, the deliverables will benefit a much broader community and give rise to some kind of a global scale. Kenneth Klingenstein is Director of Middleware for Internet2. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.